Young infants have a vice-like grip, used to cling on to mum for dear life. As they get older, they get bolder and take more risks. Those that survive spend a lot of time travelling. The experienced adults know exactly where to find seasonal foods in different parts of their range. In such steep terrain, travel involves a high level of climbing skill. These monkeys are spectacularly good rock climbers from the time they learn to walk. In Langur society, females rule the roost and take the lead when the family is on the move. One section of cliff oozes a trickle of mineral-rich water, which the monkeys seem to find irresistible. These days, there are few predators in the Ma Yang He Reserve which might pose a risk to a baby monkey. But in past centuries, this area of South China was home to leopards, pythons, and even tigers. To survive dangerous night prowlers, the Langurs went underground, using their rock climbing skills to seek shelter in inaccessible caverns. Filmed in near darkness using a night vision camera, the troop clambers along familiar ledges, worn smooth by generations before them. During cold winter weather, the monkeys venture deeper underground, where the air stays comparatively warm. Last journey's end, a cozy niche beyond the reach of even the most enterprising predator. But it's not just monkeys that find shelter in caves. These children are off to school. In rural China, that may mean a long trek each morning, passing through a cave or two on the way. But not all pupils have to walk to school. These children are boarders. As the day pupils near journey's end, the boarders are still making breakfast. In the schoolyard, someone seems to have switched the lights off. But this is no ordinary playground, and no ordinary school. It's housed inside a cave. A natural vault of rock keeps out the rain, so there's no need for a roof on the classroom. Zhongdong Cave School is made up of 6 classes, with a total of 200 children.